I view these attacks as not just attacks on them as elected representatives, but attacks on their families. In Colly Kelly's case, he has very young children. His wife is very heavily pregnant. So this is an attack on families. And it follows on from the attack on Sean McMoneagle's car last week, my home this week, the threats made against MLA Raymond McCartney and Member of the European Parliament Martina Anderson. So how can you come to any other conclusion other than it's a part of a concerted campaign by dissidents to impact in some way on the election which is taking place here tomorrow? So all of this has to be unreservedly condemned. One thing is for sure, it will not deflect us from our work for peace, for reconciliation, and building a better future.
And what do you have to say to those who are responsible for these attacks?
Well, what I would say is that they're futile deeds. We will not be deflected from our work on behalf of the people who vote for us. And I think that the sooner that they recognise that their actions are totally futile, the better. They should desist. I think also there's a huge responsibility on everybody within society who has any scrap of information whatsoever about who's responsible for these acts to work with the police service. And the police have come out very strongly this morning and stated their belief that they believe that this part is part of a concerted campaign against Sinn Féin in advance of the election. And just saying something about the election, I mean, the election does provide an opportunity for people to express their disgust at the activities of these people who are attempting to drive us back to the past. And I hope that people will come out in large numbers to support the peace process and the democratic process tomorrow.
Is there a fear that polling stations could be targeted tomorrow? And have you spoken to police? Are they going to have to up their security?
Well, I'm sure that the police have made their own arrangements for that. There's nothing thus far to suggest that that would be the case, but no doubt they look at all possible options in the course of the work that they have to engage in tomorrow. So, you know, from our perspective, I think, you know, quite clearly the intensification of all of this in the course of the last week certainly represents an attempt by criminal gangs, dissidents, who are very determined to make their own impact on the democratic process. And the best way to respond to that is obviously for the police to arrest whoever is responsible, bring it before the courts. But as far as the public are concerned, the best way they can respond to that is by coming out, supporting the democratic process, supporting the peace process by casting their votes.